Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Toby, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. One of the goals of healthcare for patients with schizophrenia is to predict when their condition is worsening. Indira Vinjamuri from Merseycare NHS Trust in Liverpool in the UK outlines the evidence in a new Cochrane review from February 2013, which should help with this.
Schizophrenia is a disease of the mind and a serious illness. The symptoms mainly consist of a mixture of a feeling of loss of reality, jumbled up ideas, suspicion, seeing or hearing things that other people don't, and perhaps having strong, unrealistic beliefs. It can be a very frightening experience and affects people of all ages, but mainly occurs from about the late teenage years to the early 20s. Unfortunately, a large percentage of people with schizophrenia will experience severe to moderate symptoms, which can only be partially treated. There is no known cure for schizophrenia. Effective and early diagnosis and treatment can reduce symptoms and might help people live a productive life. The key to recovery is effective maintenance medication. Psychological therapies or talking therapies may help understand symptoms better and reduce recurrences. In this new Cochrane review, we looked at one aspect of psychological treatment for schizophrenia, the provision of training to help recognize a recurrence early and work towards a better outcome, and have some promising findings. It was a great surprise to find that our initial search came up with so many studies from across the world. Trials from Australia, Asia, Europe, including the UK and Northern America, all reported work in this area, but they had used slightly different methods and looked at different outcomes. We've chosen to report on a few key outcomes, mainly rates of relapse or rehospitalization, because they are easy to quantify and translate. The interventions in the studies have looked at individual therapy versus group therapy, as well as individual work compared with working along with families and carers. Some trials concentrated on early warning signs as the primary intervention, while others had this as part of a wider program. How patients were advised to seek help when they recognized symptoms also varies across studies. Therapy was delivered in some trials by psychologists, sometimes by doctors, and in others by nurses. How a relapse was defined also varied widely. Some researchers reported this at the beginning of symptoms, but others looked out for rehospitalization. This led to a high heterogeneity, or what could be called inconsistency, which makes combining the studies difficult. In summary, we found that early warning signs recognition is rather an important aspect, contributing to secondary prevention and reducing morbidity of this otherwise disabling illness. However, there are still some important gaps in our knowledge. It would be important for future research to not only report on relapse and rehospitalization, but also to consider studying quality of life and the cost implications for delivering this type of intervention. We're also considering how our review might need to seek out and include such studies to help inform service providers.
Should the studies get done, they will be included in future updates to the review, which you'll be able to find at thecochranelibrary.com. That's also the place to go on the internet now to read the full version of the work done by Indira and her colleagues.